Okay, we're doing Daniel. We're up to what they call the ninth chapter, the very end of the ninth chapter. So we saw Daniel was told numbers. There's going to be 770s. You guys know that? 770s? Did you notice that? 770s, yeah. There's going to be Shavuim Shiva, 770s. The Shavuim Shishim Ushnaim. And 6270s. And then Jerusalem will be rebuilt. We didn't know exactly what these psukim meant. We're up to Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Ve'gbir berit l'arabim shavu echad. I think we learned this. There's going to be a covenant with the rabim. Rabim could mean the masses. Rabim could mean the leadership, like Rav, the great ones, for 1 week, which very often in Tanakh means a 7-year cycle. B'chatzi ha-shavua yashbit zevach u'mincha, and for half a week, which means 3.5 years, there will be no sacrifices brought. Okay. So that's Valknaf Shikutzim Meshomim. And on the wings, there's going to be the defiled desolation. So that's the idea that on the highest point, on the Temple Mount, there's going to be desolation and defilement. Daniel, before the building of the second Beit HaMikdash, says there will be this long period where there's going to be a desolation from a Jewish presence and a defilement of the Temple Mount. Ve'ad kala ve'necheratza titach al shomim. And that will be the case until kala v'necheratza, until Hashem says, I've had it, and Hashem will finish things off. And then you're going to see Hashem pour down His anger at the desolation that's on the Temple Mount. So Daniel is describing a situation that will take a very long time. How long, till when, from when, that's the question. That's where Rabbi Feinstein did the calculation from when they built the Dome of the Rock, and that's where he came up with the number 1967, working off of that calculation, and he came up with that number before 1967. But he expected more to happen in 1967. So we're still left with the question how to interpret these verses, and we begin the next segment of the book of Daniel. Bishnat Shalosh, yes.
What does it mean by Beshetif?
Shetif means to pour out.
Because the translation means flood, but I looked in the internet and I saw a lot of pictures of hematomes, like blood in the eyes. And
yeah, because anything that pours out is called a shetif. So in modern Hebrew, when a person has internal or external bleeding, it's called shetif dam. But in ancient Hebrew, the word shetif simply means that something will pour out. It could be the pouring out of anger, it could be the pouring out of rain, it could be the pouring out of a flood. Bishnat Shalosh, we move on. It's the third year of Koresh Melech Paras. Koresh, the Persian king. Davar Miglal Daniel, Asher Nikra Shmo Belshazzar. Daniel, who was given the name Belshazzar, was revealed the following. Ve'emet ha'davar v'tzava gadol. What he saw was true, even though it would take a long time till it would happen. Uvinet ha'davar. He was revealed to understand what he saw. Uvina lo b'mareh. He was given understanding into the vision, even though the vision would take place a long way down. And today we look back in history and we say thousands of years. Daniel lived over 2,000 years ago, 2.5 millennium ago, the book we're reading about. And we saw that Daniel was speaking about things that would take 2.5 millennium. בימים ההם אני דניאל הייתי מתאבל שלושה שבועים ימים. When Daniel saw that they had started rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash in the days of Koresh, and then Koresh was convinced to stop the building of the Beit HaMikdash, so he started mourning, and he mourned for 3 weeks of days. Rashi learns that it means 21 years. It doesn't mean days. Over here, the word yamim could sometimes mean years. Over here, it means 21 years. And he says, it started the first year of Darius, when Daniel himself couldn't figure out why we weren't being redeemed. He thought the 70 years were up. And then it continued from Dariavesh, the Mede, to his son-in-law, Koresh, the Persian, and then went on to the 14 years of Ahasuerus, and then it went on to Darius, the Persian, the son of Esther, who rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash. So Daniel is going to be in mourning a total of 21 years. We know 18 of them. We don't know where the other three are. If the other three he started earlier or ended later. But when we calculate from the first Darius until the later Darius, the son of Esther, who rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash, who in other contexts is also called Koresh, so we have 18 years. We know there's another three somewhere. We're not sure where, Rashi says. It could be he started mourning already in the Babylonian Empire. It could be he kept on mourning when they started rebuilding the second Beit HaMikdash because he didn't have confidence it would succeed. That 3 years into the building he was still mourning. We're not sure where those 3 years are. He says 21 years, we know 18 of them. Lechem chamudot lo achalti. I didn't eat any clean bread. Uvasal v'yayin lo v'al pi. For those 21 years, I didn't eat meat. I didn't drink wine. V'soch lo sachti. I didn't anoint myself with oil. Ad melot shloshet shavuim yamim. Till the end of the 21 days, which our tradition is, it's 21 years. Uv'yom 24 l'chodesh harishon. On the 24th of Nisan, so it's the end of Pesach, right? Pesach is the 15th through the 22nd. V'ani hayiti al yad ha'nahar ha'gadol hu chidakel. I was next to the great river Chidekel. V'asat einai v'ayire. I lifted my eyes and I saw. V'hine ish echad lavush badim. There was a man wearing fine white clothing. U'motnav chagurim b'chetem ufaz. And he was wearing a sash. And that sash had gold and precious gems on it. Ugviyato chitarshish. And his body looked like Tarshish. Tarshish is the name of a sea. Tarshish is the name of a stone. The stone is translated in this week's parasha, Burul Yama. That's a translation in the Targum. So over here, his body looked like the sea of Tarshish. And the Gemara explains that his body was as big as that sea. Tremendous body. Ufanav kemarei varak. His face looked like lightning. Veinav kelapideyesh. And his eyes were burning fire. Uzrotav umagilotav kenechoshet kalal. His arms, his legs, they looked like fine copper. Ve'kol dvarav ke'kol hamon. And hearing him talk was like hearing a huge crowd of people talking. It was so loud you could hear him from afar. So he's seeing this angel. Again, he's wearing white clothing. His belt, his sash is gold with gems. His body is huge, like we're talking about miles and miles long. He sees this huge body, and his face looks like lightning. His eyes look like fire. His arms and feet look like this fine copper, and his voice is tremendously loud. This is the pasuk that references the concept you've been asking about. Is Daniel a prophet or not? So the Gemara is going to derive it from this pasuk. I alone, says Daniel, I alone saw this vision. the people who were standing with me, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, our sages say it's not them. Our sages say it's Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the prophets, the last prophets of Tanakh. So the people who were with me, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the final three prophets, they did not see the vision that Daniel saw. Aval charada gedola nafela aleihem. But a great fear settled upon them. Vayivrechu bechaveh. They ran away and they hid. Daniel sees, they don't see, but they get really scared. So the three prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, they run away and hide. Nani nishalti levadi. So Daniel stays alone. I saw this great vision. And I had no strength left. And my countenance became totally destroyed. I had no more strength. I was finished. I was finished. I was finished. I heard the voice of his speech. I was asleep out of fear. I collapsed. And I heard his voice. And my face was on the ground. And a hand touched me. It shook me like you shake someone that was sleeping. And I got on my hands and knees. And he said to me, Daniel, you pure one, you pure human, havein badevarim, understand these things asher anochi dever elecha, that I'm telling you, v'amod al omdecha, stand on your feet, ki ata shulachti elecha, I was sent to you now, uvdaboimit adavar hazeh amadti marid. And when he said this to me, I stood up and I was shaking all over. Vayomer elai al tira Daniel. He said to me, do not be scared, Daniel. Can you imagine what it means to be the leader of the Jewish people? To be standing at the end of the exile of Babylon. And you think any day now we're going to rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash. And you see a vision that tells you for the next 2.5 millennium the Jewish people will suffer. You think you're about to go into the great era of the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash. And put yourself in Daniel's shoes. You know it's all going to end. It's going to be destroyed. And the Jewish people are going to go into such suffering for the next 2.5 millennium. As it says in the response of 400 and 500 years ago, there was hardly a girl that wasn't violated throughout Europe. A Jewish girl, what does it mean to bring up daughters to have a wife and not know that, on the contrary, and know that the odds are, in one of the pogroms, the girl is going to have to undergo that violation at least, who knows how many times in a lifetime. We have response of discussing why are Kohanim still kosher? If they all knew that their daughters were violated, or the majority of them knew that their daughters were violated. The reality of existence over the last 2.5 millennium, Daniel has to deal with that. Part of what gives us the ability to deal with life is that we only deal with today. People who try to deal with the worries of the next 2 decades very often are frozen in place. You can't deal with the worries of the 2 decades. You can buy an insurance plan, you can make good investments, you can try to prepare yourself, but at the end of the day, if you're going to worry today what's going to happen in 10 years and 15 years and 20 years, you freeze in place. Daniel has to deal with 2.5 millennium of the whole people. So Daniel's destroyed. And that's what Daniel describes in this book again and again. Can we imagine what it means to spend 21 years in mourning? We have Tisha B'Av one day and we try to distract ourselves, right? Let's make the day pass. Daniel has a real Tisha B'Av for 21 years. And he's not going to become a depressed individual. He's not going to lose his mental health. He's going to be full in charge of his capacities, leading the Jewish people, being the amazing tzaddik that he is, and at the same time inside, he's mourning. So the angel tells him, don't be scared. What does it mean, don't be scared? Of course he's scared, not for himself. כי מן היום הראשון אשר נתת את ליבך להבינו להתענות לפני אלוקיך נשמעו דבריך. From the first day, you've been fasting 21 years. When you started praying and fasting before Hashem, your God, Hashem has accepted your prayer. From here, Chazal say, when a person accepts a fast, even if they don't yet perform it, they've already been uplifted in heaven. Their prayers are heard. It says in the Gemara, in Masechet Tanit, in Tractate Tanis, the Gemara says that the Romans once made a decree, and they made a second decree. They said, the Jews may not fast over our decree. They made a decree and they said, you're not allowed to call out public fast days to pray and fast over this decree that we've made. So the Jews came to the rabbi and they said, Rabbi, what are we supposed to do? And the Romans made a decree against us and they made a decree that we're not allowed to fast and pray over it. So the rabbi said, that's okay. We will accept now that we will fast after the decree is annulled. And you will see that the prayers we pray now will be accepted as though we fasted now. So they said to him, how do you know that? He said, from this pasuk. Because the pasuk says that the day Daniel accepted upon himself to fast, his prayers were already accepted. So he fasted for 21 years. But Hashem already accepted his prayers from day one because of the fasting he would do later. So he said, once you accept it upon yourself, Hashem doesn't wait for you to perform it. So you guys accept upon yourself a fast day. After the decree will be annulled, we will fast. And now already our prayers will be accepted, and this is our merit.
He fasted for 21 years?
He says, it's not that he didn't eat meat, he didn't eat wine, he didn't eat clean bread, meaning he diminished his pleasures in life. He also fasted, but when he fasted, you know, it wasn't that for 21 years he was fasting. Vani vati bidvarecha, and because of your prayer, I came because of your prayer. So the simple interpretation, the pshat in the pasuk is, because of your prayer, I've come to you, I've been sent to you. The Gemara says, because of your prayer, I was summoned in to be closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That this was the angel that speaks on behalf of the Jewish people, and Hashem was upset with us, so he was, so to speak, kicked out. Hashem said, I don't want to hear the positive things you have to say about the Jews, and he was allowed back in because of Daniel's prayer, the Sar. And now he's going to start telling us about the angels of the different nations. The Sar Malchut Paras Omed Lenegdi 21 Yom. You should know that in the heaven, the angel of the Persian Empire has been fighting with me for 21 days. You've been fasting 21 days or 21 years, corresponding to the 21 years that he's been fighting to hold on to the rulership of the Persian Empire. Our sages say, we learn from Daniel, among other books, that whatever happens on earth, if a nation's going to go up or down, is first fought out in heaven by the angels of the different countries. The day before the war breaks out, it's already been decided in heaven based on which angel won. So the angel of the Persian Empire for 21 days has been standing opposite me. One of the important angels, Michael, came to help me. And I remained there facing off with the Persian kings or the Persian angels that were making claims why they should have rulership over the Jews. I came here to explain to you what's going to happen to your nation at the end of time. You remember we said the whole book is going to keep going over the same concept. Initially Nebuchadnezzar gets an explanation and now Daniel gets an explanation. Ki od chazon layamim, because there's still more to tell you about the days that are yet to come. And as he told me these things, my face went to the ground. I put my face down to the ground and I became mute. There was a form like a human touching my lips. So I opened my mouth and I said to the man standing opposite me, Adoni, watching this vision, it's as though I'm miscarrying. I'm giving birth and all my limbs are not participating in the birthing process, and it's as though all my limbs are turning upside down. Nefchu tzirai, he says it's like the hinges turned the wrong way. When a woman gives birth, so part of what she does with the midwife is she pushes at the time that she's open. Her apertures dilate, they open and close. If she tries pushing when it's closed, she could tear herself apart. If she participates with the midwife and pushes at the time that her openings are open, that's when the baby starts sliding out. So the midwife will tell her, wait, oh, now you should push, now you're open, now push. So this is called, in Tanakh terms, the hinges of the body. And when nehefchu tzirav, that's like the hinges turned upside down, that's when the body is going in conflict with the birthing process. The woman's going to try to push, and it's the wrong time, and it's going to tear. So Daniel is saying, my hinges have turned upside down. It's as though my body is right now inside me. My limbs are all in pain. Ve'lo atzar tikoch, I have no more strength. Ve'hech yuchal eved adoni ze ledaber im adoni ze. He says, how could I, the servant, speak to the master? I don't have any more strength now. I can't breathe anymore. Daniel says, I'm finished. You're telling me there's going to be such a long exile? I can't handle it anymore. So the vision that looked like a human touched me again, and he gave me strength. He said, fear not, O pure man. Shalom lach, chazak v'chazak. Peace be upon you. Be strong and be strong. I'm going to tell you pshat that I didn't see written anywhere. It's my pshat. Why do we say chazak, chazak, v'nit chazak? I think the reason we say it is based on this pasuk. I didn't see this written anywhere. This is my pshat. I think that when we finish a section of Torah, so on the one hand we celebrate, you finished a section of Torah. On the other hand, we recognize another period of our life has passed and the redemption has not yet come. Meaning every time you celebrate that you finished something, when the whole congregation read a section of Torah, you finish the book of Bereishis. We're about to finish the book of Shmos. So on the one hand, you say, good, we finished it. But why do we say Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazak at the end of a book? So I'm saying, this is my pshat, that it's based on this pasuk, that Chazak, Chazak, we're saying, yes, another period has passed and Mashiach has not yet come, but we will still be strong. Chazak v'chazak, and we'll be stronger because we're going to continue learning Torah. We don't give up with the time that passes. Again, this is my pshat. I didn't see this written anywhere. But here you have, I'm telling you, based on this pasuk, I'm suggesting maybe that's the pshat. V'daberoi mi hitchazakti. V'omerai yedaber adonai ki chizaktani. And I got stronger as he spoke to me, and I said, you can speak, my master, you strengthened me. V'yomer, and he said, Hayadata lama bati elecha v'ata shuv li lechem im sar paras. He said to me, do you know why I came to you? Now I have to go back, fight the leader of Persia, the angel that represents Persia. But what I also know is that even though I will be successful and victorious, nonetheless, Vani yotze, and as I go out, v'ine saryavan ba. I know the angel that represents the Greek Empire is coming. So the angel tells Daniel, I know that ultimately we will be victorious against the Persians. The Jews will rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash. However, I also know that the next kingdom that's going to challenge the Jews is the Greek Empire. And it's going to be worse. The Persian Empire were relatively kind to us, aside from the story of Haman. The Greek Empire were the exact opposite. Aval agid lecha, but I will tell you, the angel tells Daniel, et harashum bichtav emet. I'm going to tell you the decree that's written in heaven. ואינכן מתחזק עם יעלילה. And no one's helping me deal with these challenges of the nations that are coming to take over the Jewish people. Ki im Michael Sarchim. The only one who helps me in these challenges is Michael, your angel in heaven. And I'm warning you, things are going to get worse with the Greek Empire. The Persian Empire will get better. You'll rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash. But it's still going to get worse. And Daniel is being strengthened, yet Daniel is also being told what's waiting for the Jewish people. So we end this section with the knowledge that there was an angel who was not identified here. There's the angel Michael, and there is this challenge in heaven. Daniel has been revealed the next empire that will take us over, the Greek Empire.